Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back. We're the Connor Happer Show. Connor Happer, Josh Odson with you. 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. Let's head to the phones. And there we meet Joe. Joe is on the line now. Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
I'm well, Connor. How are you?
Excellent.
Good. It was good to see you at the selection show watch party. So always always a nice time to chat. But
oh, yeah. Good to meet you. Yeah.
For sure. So I was just wanting to ask you to talk to Robbie about his thoughts on the national perception of Creighton. I was thinking back to the pregame show before they played NC State on Friday, and I was watching the pregame show, and Charles Barkley and Kenny the Jet Smith were sitting around with Clark Kellogg and Greg Gumbel and all of that, and they were talking about where all these schools were located.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they put up on their giant screen, they were like, oh, Charles, Kenny, where's Creighton located? And neither one of them knew. And they were like, Creighton? I have no idea where that's at. And then they were like, oh, we'll give you a hint. It's in Nebraska. And then they still didn't know. And were like kind of going on about how they didn't know anything about Creighton, didn't know where it was. And so I just wanted to get your thoughts on that based on the relevancy of your question to Robbie. And I don't necessarily think that Creighton is this plucky little school any longer. I don't think that, you know, I do think they are nationally relevant. They have the Big East Defensive Player of the Year. They finished well in the Big East. They play in one of the larger conferences. They're not a mid-major any longer. They're contributing on a national level in basketball. So I just kind of am curious to get your thoughts on the perception that a guy like Charles Barkley and Kenny the Jet Smith have no idea seemingly where it is, if that even matters to you or not.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call. I like it, Joe. I appreciate you bringing that up, too, because I saw that going around over the weekend and people got triggered about it. So, first of all, I think there is some real positives to this, whether it's from a financial standpoint or just from an emphasis within the athletic department standpoint. But Creighton is a basketball school and a basketball only school, right? It's not like it has football money coming in from the conference and you can, you know, dedicate all the resources to make yourself a big power basketball school. So there's always a ceiling as far as that regard. Now, they could also sell that piece of it too, with recruits and Omaha and say, hey, look, man, this is Creighton basketball. 17,000 people show up every single game. We're no quote unquote small school. So it goes both ways, but there is a little bit of a ceiling in terms of, you know, money and resources and things like that. So that's always something that you have to deal with. And you're going to have to deal with it with most schools in the Big East. So they're not out of their league in that regard. I did see the trial. Did you see it, Josh?
I didn't. No, no.
I'll send you the tweet. Actually, we could play it on air. Because it's pretty. I thought it was pretty funny. So yeah, they're all sitting around and they do the bit every year and they say, what, who is this person and where is this school and things like that. I'm going to send it to the, Happer Show account so you can have it. They do the same bit every year. And by the way, I think the Charles Barkley doing college basketball actually works because he is so self-aware and so understanding of the fact that he doesn't know what he's talking about, that it's actually funny.
The other guys try and hide it or like
Correct.
Thinly veil or like
yes.
kind of pretend to maybe know a little something.
The fact of the matter is, unless you are a true sicko, the aforementioned true sickos, you're not watching every college basketball game every year, and that's okay. So, and also keep in mind, that's a reflection of the NCAA tournament. Not that many people care about and watch college basketball on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. But guess what? When the tournament comes up, you fill out a bracket. You do. And so it comes in, it is a part of our, I mean, it's a part of American culture. Like, yes. It's March Madness, right? And I think some of the coverage of it on CBS and Turner and whatever, it reflects that. And I'm okay with it. I really am. Here's Chuck and Kenny the Jet.
Wait a minute. Repeat after me.
Where are they?
Because Willis Smith used to coach there.
Wait,
we
didn't
ask you that. Wait, and then they're in...
Too late.
Cold State, too.
Nebraska.
That's half the country, Nebraska. Fool.
That's the state. What city?
It's a cold state. Do you hear what he said?
I heard him.
Nebraska.
What city?
Try Omaha. City. Try Omaha.
Okay,
Omaha.
I did not know it was
Omaha. All right, let's move on.
Let's move on.
To Nebraska, Greg.
No one's going to Nebraska, Greg.
I love Greg Gumbel. He's like, yeah, okay, this is embarrassing. Let's move on to the next thing here. Move it along. I thought that was funny. I know people get triggered about that stuff.
It's this weird sort of in between where it's okay to be triggered by it, but it's also okay to, like, you got to understand that it's a big deal to you, but it's not nationally this big thing that.
Like, there is an expectation when I watch those guys on TV trying to talk about my little tiny basketball team in Omaha or in Lincoln or whatever it is. Like, they don't know the details that we know about it, and they certainly don't know the history. They just know. I mean, it's the same thing as, you know, somebody in your wife, whatever, picking their bracket, and it is, oh, I like Gonzaga. They're in there every year. I love picking Gonzaga. I'm going to pick Gonzaga again.
Furman's purple. I like purple.
Exactly. So it's the same team. Remember, we were talking about the characters in our lives that show up around this time of year. It's the same idea with this. Oh, Creighton. Yeah, I know about Creighton. What do you know about Creighton? Oh, actually nothing. nothing at all. Other than they've won a whole bunch of games and they've showed up in the NCAA tournament more often than not. I don't think that is a great representation of Creighton's standing as a national product. I just don't. I think college basketball people have a lot of respect for what Creighton has done and what Greg McDermott has built here and how consistent they have been and all that stuff. And I don't think the fact that Charles Barkley doesn't know where Nebraska or Omaha is really makes that much of a difference. And to be fair, I don't know that Charles Barkley knows where a lot of places are.
And it is.
I think he knows where some NBA cities are. And
yeah.
Some of the warmer cities in our country. But not a lot on the north half.
Not getting around to the non-NBA cities for sure.
So I'm good with it. Are we good?
I rule that I am good with it.
Okay.
I feel you should be too, but I'm not going to demand it.
Dan says the following.
Hi, Dan.
On our text line, schools without a state name attached are hard to find, especially the Big East. Where's Seton Hall? Not a clue. Marquette's in Milwaukee? Okay.
This weekend, I looked up where Princeton was. Didn't know.
Ooh. Is Princeton in Jersey?
It is. It's just outside of Trenton.
And it's called Princeton, right? The little town's called Princeton.
Yeah. That was the other confusing part. I was like, no, but where is it?
They were in the Jersey Sons this weekend.
Yeah.
And we're just waiting for my guy from NJIT. Lenny. Athletic director Lenny. My guy from the Arkansas Regional a couple of years ago. He's mad at the city because they won't let him build a new baseball stadium. I got the money. They won't let me build the stadium. I ever told you that story about that NJIT athletic director just pouring all this stuff on me?
Yes.
One of the greatest. We just need NJIT in the tournament. What happened to, you know, I think Seton Hall made the NIT. I don't know how the Sheen Hallway thing's going to go. It's the Jersey Sons.
It's early.
Huge weekend for Jersey. New Jersey stand up. Tough for Rutgers. Definitely.
How far do you have Utah Valley going in your NIT bracket?
What's the NIT situation right now? I haven't even
We're down to 8 teams.
Oh, really?
Okie State, North Texas, Oregon, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Utah Valley, UAB, Vanderbilt.
Nice. Yeah, probably had Utah Valley getting bounced.
Yeah, definitely.
Who'd they have to beat to get to where they are?
They beat New Mexico and Colorado.
By the way, on the NIT idea, great job by Husker Nation showing up like 6,500 people for the women's game on Sunday.
Absolutely.
My goodness. And expect a forthcoming announcement about a game later in the week.
Oh.
Later in the week. But that will be after Kansas and Missouri play tonight. Joe is now nonstop tweeting us about spring football. Joe, I thought your break ended.
No cell phones on the clock.
Yeah, I thought your break ended. You're supposed to go back to work.
Yeah.
We talked about Husker football while you were on your break. Now he's just tweeting us pictures.
You working or not?
Tweeted us a spring football graphic that it appears that like Husker Online made. On the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, it's just a picture of Matt Rhule, and then
don't be stealing people's graphics.
Yeah,
Matt Rhule wearing shorts. What do we all think of that?
Yeah, not a big 5 a.m. guy. Even though it seems like he does get there at 5 a.m. like every day. I don't know what that was.
I liked the let's stop pretending that people who arrive that early to places love arriving that early to the place. Like. Yep, 5 a.m. Yep, love it. No, you don't. No, you don't.
You don't think they do?
It's okay to say it. It's okay to say it. You know what? This is horribly inconvenient. I'd rather be in bed.
You don't think there's genuinely like morning people?
I think there are generally morning people, yeah. But there are some people that are forced into it and don't care for it.
Well, it's all that matters is the result, Josh. Like, did I have to force myself to wake up at 8 o'clock this morning after getting 3.5 hours of sleep? Yes. But guess what? Here I am. And now I'm happy.
You seem to kind of be a sicko about this. Like, you're doing a lot better than I thought you would be.
Well, we're only 2 hours in.
I mean,
we got some time.
Your show's over though.
Jay Manji tweets in. Is this Stu Manji's brother?
Hi, Jay Manji.
Jay Manji.
Hi.
What? What do you mean?
I don't want him stealing Stu Manji's bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Tweets in on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Have you discussed Hunter Salas scoring the final 4 points in last night's Gonzaga game? Not specifically. The only thing I can tell you about that game, because I watched 0% of it because I was either in the Creighton locker room or driving home. So Creighton games ends and you know, there's four tunnels at Balls Arena. And, you know, they put each team in a different tunnel, so they match it up by the game. And Creighton's celebrating on their side of the floor. Max, like, everybody, you need to get your butt over and thank the fans. So they go thank the fans who were, like, directly across from Creighton's bench. And that's the exact tunnel that Gonzaga's coming out of. And guess who the first person out of the tunnel for Gonzaga was last night? Hunter Salas. Which is, I mean, it's no more than just a coincidence and funny, but it was crazy to watch Hunter Salas just sort of run through Creighton's celebration with a different jersey on. It's very odd. Seriously, I mean, nothing more than just that. Hunter got some attention this week, but so Saturday they were doing media in between the games with the teams that were left, obviously. Creighton does theirs. Creighton brought... Gosh, I think all their starters. I think they brought all their starters to the media on Saturday and Mac, and they were up there for 40-45 minutes. And so then everybody clears out. Here comes Gonzaga. Gonzaga players come up, and it's I don't know if it's Salas or not. Just two of the guys, though. They get one question about like altitude, I think, and then there was no more questions and they were allowed to leave. That's Gonzaga. That's a nationally relevant program. Nobody had anything to ask him. Interesting. I think people had questions for Mark Few. That was after. Brian tweets in.
Hi, Brian.
I'm a morning person after 15 years of waking up at 2:25 a.m. to work at the airport.
Ooh.
So, Brian, is that forced? Seems like it. But it's a results-oriented business.
Also, thank you for your service.
And Zach tweets in. He says, my mom picks teams by color and mascot. Wins every other year. That's the way it goes.
Tried and true.
I couldn't. Well, I mean, I do try. I was going to say I can't win a bracket challenge even if I, like, if I really thought about it, I still couldn't win a bracket challenge. In fact, that would make me worse at the bracket challenge. Unfortunately, me and my fantasy football league, we do a bracket challenge to decide draft order. So last year I got the last pick. This year I'm trending toward the second to last pick because the person who is currently trending for the last pick forgot to enter his bracket.
Oh, okay.
And everybody just gives me so much. Oh, whoa, this big sports guy over here. Mm-hmm. Get last two straight years in a row. Yep. More you know, the worse off.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, oh, big sports guy. Everybody clowns you for just not being able to get this completely random thing right.
Sean has an email about the Big East that I want to get to as well. He says if Marquette would have won, it would have been 25% of the Sweet 16 teams being from the Big East. Fell a little bit short, but it was a good weekend for the Big East. We'll continue on. We'll bring you the odd news featuring Josh. I know it's a little out of place.
It's okay.
And that is coming up next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.